Every time the enemy so much as sneezes in our direction, I-Corps evacuates the nurses and leaves us to do all the work.
Major, this ain't dish night at the Bijou for me either. Grab that.
Well, as long as the Chinese are on their way, why don't we just leave this stuff sitting out with a tag on it that says no starch?
I wonder where he gets that from.
All right, what do we call this?
This is Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs. Hamel Height of Music.
You don't have a Hamel Height.
Not right now.
Yeah.
It's 10:04 on a Friday night.
Yeah, that we would have been cruising faster if the last down.
I don't know what happened.
So today we're going to do Flip Side.
Flip Side.
Flipping on the 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 flip side.
Flip Side.
Hey, did you know we're flipping on the flip side?
We are.
That's going backwards.
Flipping pancakes on the flip side. I know, I know. It's the other way
That's
around.
Yeah, I'll help him, man. I know you too well. Let's talk about that Hawaii thing.
Yes. Yes.
So, several weeks
ago. When Theo had the ring on.
So, several weeks, maybe a month ago now.
We used to be together.
By the time you listen to this podcast, it'd be several months ago.
Yeah.
But
it was like Martin Luther King. It was a weekend before Martin Luther King Day, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know how you get the Amber Alert on your iPhone or your Android device?
Yeah, and when that happens, you hear the emergency. Yeah, the emergency
Everybody's
alert
phone,
system
so it's
goes
really
off.
Loud. So if you have several iDevices or Android devices, it's super loud.
Yeah, and it is the classic EBS tone, not that.
That's something different. That's an email from work. But yeah, so just imagine getting an Amber Alert. Oh, great, Amber Alert. And you hit the phone to shut it off, and you look at it, and it says missile attack.
Yeah.
Read it exactly what it said. I bet you saved it.
I did, actually.
Because he's flipping on the flip side.
Let me find it here.
I'll just sing. Flipping on the flip side.
Yeah. You sent me this. It says, emergency alert, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill.
Wouldn't that be scary? What do you do? What do you do in those final moments?
What can you do?
You can't go outside.
No.
You can't go inside.
No.
I bet there's a lot of people who turned to religion real fast.
Well, I'm sure they did. You know, like they used to say, duck and cover. The whole duck and cover said, stick your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah.
So
I don't remember that song that was there, but yeah. But it was an accident. They hit the wrong button or something like that.
Yeah.
Man, talk about changing your underwear.
I mean, that kind of reminds me, and we've discussed this before, that back in 1971 when they accidentally played the wrong tape.
Yes, pretty much
from
same
Cheyenne
thing.
Mountain
yeah,
saying
same thing this, happened this time.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, but I saw a thing on CNN.
Still here.
Yeah, we're still here.
That's what everyone in Hawaii said. We're still here.
Yeah.
We're still here.
Yeah, I can't say. I'm not gonna say the first part. But I saw a deal on CNN. It was like all the different texts that people sent out saying things like "I love you." And
I didn't read that part.
Get inside, and you know it was kind of sad because these people thought, well, this is it, we're gonna die.
Well, yeah, sad.
Yeah, like the crazy man finally pushed the button. Mm-hmm. So they thought, thank God he didn't.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, maybe a different dimension that did happen.
Could have been
the universe crossed. Like I always talk in my dreams, the universe crossed, and just for a split second, you know. Yeah.
Well, I think we should. We can. I think we can safely say. I feel like this is Cold War II.
Next on CBS.
Yeah, I mean it's scary. I mean, I saw. Well, I seen something else.
But I don't want to be warned like that. What do you do? If it's going to happen, just don't tell me.
Yeah, just don't tell me. Just let it be a total.
That's
total
too much information that I always complain about. The internet is full of too much information.
There was something
just let it happen.
There was something I was reading, and I can't remember where it was, but it was somewhere they were issuing information what to do in case of a missile attack, and I'm thinking, oh boy, if they're actually having to release that stuff, it's getting scary.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything in a while about it. I mean, what's going on now?
I don't know.
I don't follow the news.
Nothing.
As much as
I haven't heard anything. He's kind of quiet down over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I think he just every now and then he likes, like I said back on our retrospective
episode.
Like
a bully. Just wants to be known for a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're still here.
We're still here!
Yeah. What was that? Was it, maybe it was Hawaii that was going to do that. I cannot remember.
What was Hawaii going to do? Hawaii when they're drunk?
Hawaii when I'm drunk. But,
hey, Jed. Yeah. We're still here. Oh, we need Hawaii.
We didn't get the gas, but the gas in the car. And it's going to...
That song was made when we were really trying to make something really fast and we couldn't think of anything. And I just hit a couple of notes, and next thing you know, Steven went into that big speech and Hawaii when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm. I cannot remember, but there was some state was going to, and it might have been Hawaii. I think it was Hawaii. They were going to issue. I think it was Hawaii. Before this happened, it seemed like they were going to issue instructions as to what to do in the event of a missile attack. And I'm thinking, threads.
Day after. I don't want to be on the day after. Just let it happen. When I'm dying, when I'm dead, and when I'm gone. There won't be one child to carry on.
Yeah,
carry on.
And
I'll
certainly
be burnt.
I certainly don't want to be trapped in a basement over in Harrisonville, Missouri, with Steve Guttenberg. I mean, seriously.
Well, maybe if you have a coloring book, an activity book, you'll be okay.
I'd like to get that.
Like $80 on eBay. No. I get the alert every time one's available, and it goes so fast.
I'm sure it does.
Why does it go so fast?
Yeah,
that would have a good Christmas gift for you.
That would have been a great Christmas gift for me.
Tell them what it is. What we're talking about.
Oh, it's called it's like Nuclear War Family Coloring Book or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's pricey, weird. Too.
Yeah. I guess it has activities to keep your children entertained while they're in the fallout shelter.
It's definitely
waiting for the all clear.
It's definitely an oop.
Yeah, oop, very much so. And it's weird because it shows the pictures on the front of it, kids, like a kid that's got like his arms in a sling and the girl has a bandage around her head and they're sitting there playing. I've got it. As a matter of fact, if any of you ever go to our Facebook page, I've got it on there.
Yes, our Facebook page. The Chapman and Harwood Little Red Light songs.
Yes.
It's the digital Bible. If you want to know what we covered in old episodes, which you probably can't hear anymore, it's right there.
Yeah.
Steven's doing an excellent job on our digital Bible to our podcast.
Well, thank you.
It's cast pod on it.
Yeah, here's the Nuclear War Fun Book. Nuclear War Games and Puzzles. Nuclear Tests. Multiple Choice and Multiple Warheads. Make your own doomsday scenarios. Coloring the After Effects. What color is your fallout shelter? Radioactivities for the Survivors, Enough to Kill Boredom for the Rest of Your Half-Life, by Victor Langer and Walter Thomas, illustrated by Brent Richardson. And look at this picture of these kids.
Yeah, they're just having
they're wounded.
Yeah.
And the girl's got a picture of a mushroom cloud, and the kid's got his foot in a cast, his arm in a sling and a bandage around his head, and he's holding a jet. Now, tell me, after an event like that, where in the hell are they going to get a sling and a cast and a bandage?
Well, you know, where's their parents? That's what's really sad.
Yeah.
Well, how do they even get in there?
There's a little fallout shelter sign.
How do they even get in there?
I have no idea.
There's no door.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it goes this way.
And the girl's got a little bandage wrapped around her leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to get that, but man.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Chapman and Harwood here.
Pricing.
The timeline photos, they stopped that, and now you have mobile uploads. So.
Mobile uploads. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if you ever get a chance, check out our Facebook page, the digital version of our Bible.
That's Chapman and Harmer, Little Red Light Songs. They typed that in. All right, you want to go first? You want me to go first? Who went first last time?
Oh, you did, but do you want me to go first this time?
No, let me go first.
Okay.
And because I want to end on a good note.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, Lord.
We had such a great month of podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Blood, sweat, and tears pretty much the month.
It was.
And then your song, A Watermelon Man, yeah, was great.
Thank you.
So I am going to end my contributation of my music.
Contributation?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what I'm contributing tonight.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm afraid to be ready.
I mean, I had some such great songs.
Uh-huh.
But tonight, I'm going to end it.
Uh-huh.
For me, it's great. Uh-huh. You know, I go here. Ray Conniff.
Oh, damn it.
When I Die.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I wish. That would be awesome. That would be a great way to turn it. So, are you familiar with Ray Conniff? He is. It's really sappy music for, what was our aunt name?
Aunt Geraldine. Or
Aunt Geraldine. You know.
She always would pull out the Ray Cronif, we call Cronif, him now. Yeah. She'd pull out the Ray Cronif records whenever she'd have company, and she'd mm-hmm. serve hot tea and Malamars.
Malamars. That's such a weird word.
You know, there's a radio station in Oklahoma City, Magic 104.
They serve Malamars?
They do. And during Christmas time, they were playing the horror movie music version of Carol of the Bells by the Ray Cronif singer.
You texting me about that.
Like, oh my gosh, I just heard Ray Cronif on the radio.
Yeah. So the original song to this, I'm going to let the computer tell us what it is because I don't know French.
Okay.
So here is what the computer will speak French for us.
L'amour est bleu.
Okay.
Well, I know what this is.
This is Blue. Love is Blue.
Love is Blue. Yeah. Right? Paul Morier. Yeah. Love is Blue. It's a beautiful piece of music.
Who'd you say?
Paul Morier. Maurier.
M-A-U-R-I-A-T. According to this, and this song music was composed by
Andre Palm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, computer. And, French.
Vicky?
Performed in French by a Greek singer. I didn't know she was Greek. Okay. Hmm.
Well, all I know is the famous. All I know is the instrumental version by Paul Mariette and his orchestra.
She sang this, and on Eurovision, it was like a American Idol back in the day.
Pretty much, yeah.
People would call what they wanted, if I understood the rules right.
Mary Hopkin was on there. Mm-hmm. Cliff Richard was on there.
France Gall was on there. Yes. She's won it, actually. So this was the second song performed in the 1967 Eurovision Song Contest. Anyway, we're not going to listen to that version. We're going to listen to the Ray Cronin version, Love
this,
is Blue.
Well, hopefully this isn't that bad. Because
it is.
Because yeah. I love the Paul Morier version.
The Vicky's version is really good, too. So.
The Paul Morier version was very popular. Well, it was a pop instrumental.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's number 4. Let me read you what else is on there. This is the Ray Cronin. This album's called Honey.
How'd that go again?
Honey. You know, Honey from Bobby Goldsberg. Uh-huh. And
we played that. We played that back in season 2.
Yeah.
Sad songs.
We don't want to talk about that. Side 1, Honey. I Say a Little Prayer. The Look of Love. Love is Blue. And Kiss Me Goodbye. Oh, this is not on the flip side, though. So.
What? What?
On the flip side, Gentle on My Mind.
It's supposed to be on the flip side.
I know. I'm breaking the rules. By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Paybacks are hell.
Mm-hmm. Spanish Eyes.
Well, I love Spanish Eyes.
The Theme to the Valley of the Dolls. How can they play a theme? There's no words to that. So it must be no singing.
Yeah.
Sound of Silence, which would be interesting to hear, other version. And I'm Going Out of My Head.
Or as the Ray Cronif singers would sing it, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'm sorry, they don't have a gear on here. So.
Well, I bet we can look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up. So here is the Ray Cronif singer singing Love is Blue.
Now, do we need to plug the record player in here, Jason?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. It. My name is Jason Chapman, and I like bad music.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I like the Paul Maurier version. That's what I like. That's not.
Let me play the French version.
Okay.
What didn't we do that? Oh yeah, we played 16 Tons last month, and then we had to play the good version right after.
Oh yes.
So let's do that again, but with Vicky's version here.
Quand tu n'es plus là, comme
Love is Blue. So what you think about that?
That wasn't too bad. I still like the Paul Murray version. Okay. That's my favorite.
I'm pulling that now.
That's not horrible.
Oh, you're saying the other one was?
By Ray Cronoff? Mm. What the hell do you mean?
Like Paul Murray. That's so weird. That's weird.
Oh, you got... Okay, I've got it on here.
Okay, I'm going to just play this.
All right.
There we go. Wait. Oh, look at this cover.
That's the album cover.
Oh, this sounds weird.
Sounds like Wendy's hamburger.
We need a Patreon account so we can afford YouTube Red. So we don't have no commercials. Because now there's more variety with 8 sandwiches to choose from. So choose a 4 for $4 with a double stack.
Mason Williams, Glasgow Gas.
Yeah. Was that him?
Uh-huh. He's from Oklahoma, Mason Williams.
I knew he was from Oklahoma, but I've never seen his picture before. Mm-hmm. I like that version, too.
Yes, that's my favorite.
So, if you had to pick, that's your favorite? Yes. If you had to pick, which one is your favorite?
Yes, it would be his version, Vicky's version, and then Cronoff.
Okay, if I had to pick, I think I would go with Vicky, then Ray, then that one.
Well, that's cool. What?
My name's Jason Chapman, all lot bad music.
But somebody has to, and as I've said before, you're a very special person since you have you've taken in all that bad music. You're a friend of bad music. Yeah. Someone has to like it.
Someone does. I mean, in the year of 2018, who's going to listen to Ray Cronoff?
I don't know.
Just that, and appreciate it. Though, it'd be me and maybe that guy in Spain. Though.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, people in Spain. It's amazing people listen to us around speaking
of that, an old friend of mine texted me the other day. She said, let me read you the text here.
Did it say poo-poo pains?
No, it didn't.
Poo-poo pains. I got those poo-poo pains. Poo-poo pains. Poo-poo pains. Poo-poo pains. Is that our song? We make that before?
I think you came up with that one.
Oh, we need to make it.
Yeah, we need to put some music to that. This is my friend. Now,
or is that a real song? No, I'm just kidding.
Alicia, I may not be pronouncing your last name. B A U L E
B-A-U-L-E.
I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name, Alicia. Her maiden name is Hughes. But I'm not even going to try because I might say your last name wrong and I don't want to butcher it. But she sent me this on yesterday.
That was yesterday.
January 25th. She said, "Just felt like I should let you know I'm about to listen to your most recent episode."
Wow.
"I tend to binge listen to one podcast at a time, so I haven't listened in quite a while. Hope you're having a good night." And I said, "Thanks, Alicia. I hope you enjoy it. We'll do a shout out to you next month." So, Alicia, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy. Hope you still enjoy what we're doing.
We applaud you. So, hey, someone wrote us.
Yes.
Hey, that hasn't happened in a long time.
I know.
I've been hospital for a while. Now I feel good.
Who are you, James Brown?
I don't know.
Good God.
Well, thank you for writing us.
Yeah, we do appreciate that very much, Alicia. And I hope you still enjoy the show. Okay. Do we have a sponsor? Do we need to do a sponsor? Do you have something queued up there? That way I don't have to unhook the record player.
Yeah, right here.
Player of records.
The sponsor is the people at Wendy's.
Okay.
Oops, I hit the wrong button. Oh. That was brought to you by the History Channel. I'm always amazed. I told you earlier, I'm always amazed how high my voice can get.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I think I'm a better singer that high.
I was surprised when you sent me that the other night. Like, is that you?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you had such a high range. So,
You know, from what I hear in my head, obviously, when I hear it on the playback thing, whatever, I'm playing it back, I'm like, I'm always shocked. I'm like, wow,
yeah,
that's really high.
Well, I like that song. That's funny.
Yeah, I can't tell you the history of it on
well,
there.
I'm afraid not, but I titled that "The Day Reagan Was Shot," 1981.
I can see why. Hiccup. That's the first time on the podcast you ever hiccup. Hey.
A little too much to drink, you do.
Oh, well, how'd that go? That was a dream. I had a dream of Steven. He was at the Dollar General in South Van Buren here.
Toast to drinky. Toast to you. Something like that. What was it?
Okay, so keep singing it.
Here's toast to drinky. Toast to you. Something, something. Da da da. Drinky. Drinky.
Yeah.
So toast to drinky or something.
We were all in tuxes. Kind of like that in The Shining on that picture.
Yes, the picture of
Steven
Torrance,
was standing on the
Jack Torrance
counter at Dollar General. Oh, and then we all lifted our glass. Lift your glass to drinky. We lift our glass to you.
That's it.
Toast your glass to drinky. We drink your glass to you. And then it like gets it to extreme close up, and Steven just moving the head. You can't see what I'm doing, but he goes, drinky, drinky. Such a weird dream. I haven't thought about that in a long time. Thank you for being my external memory.
Well, someone has to do it.
Yeah,
I'm
and
glad
we all
I can help.
We all sing it just really strange. Toast your glass to drinky. We drink our glass to you. Toast your glass to drinky. We toast our glass to you. Drinky. Drinky.
That's so funny.
I wonder if we could put that to music.
I'm sure I could.
Yeah, I bet we could.
We could do
but that the drinky part, just leave that.
Yeah, just acapella.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, there you go.
Can I sing it one more time?
Dude.
Toast, because it's been such a long time. Toast your glass to drinky. We toast our glass to you. I like that new part. Toast your glass to drinky. We toast our glass to you. Drinky. Oh, drinky. Then it needs a great tuba solo right afterwards.
Yeah. No kidding.
Maybe that's what the Blood, Sweat, and Tears guy would do with his face. Drinky.
Yeah, that's probably, David Clayton Thomas. Drinking. That's probably what he would do.
Yeah. So. Good weird dream. Yeah. Oh, man, thank you for remembering.
Well, you're welcome. I wish you
just end the podcast now because I'm so happy.
How do we get a hold of you?
No. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
What do you have for us today?
All right. Well, I have
Is it on the flip side?
It actually is.
You see how much you feel better?
I don't feel any better than I did in the past. So.
Well, I do, so yay.
Yeah, and you're the one who broke protocol this time, whatever protocol you thought was there.
Oh, Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
Have you played that album before?
I have not.
I think I might have seen that cover somewhere before.
You might have. It's kind
of
hard
to see. That's a great picture, though.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of hard to see.
It's mostly a silhouette of his. Mm-hmm. His face is all blocking out. You can see the side of his head.
Yeah, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth.
I didn't see that part. Oh, there it is. Okay. And right next to his ear, it says, Ray Charles, listen.
Yeah, it says, Ray Charles invites you to listen. This was released.
It say, where do you invite you at? Oh, it's really dark in here. When we do these podcasts.
Ray Charles invites you to listen.
We're pretty much sitting in the dark. This one little lamp on.
One little lamp.
That's hence the name of Little Red Light Songs. But it's not red. Ooh, what's the price on there?
$4.99.
Did you pay $4.99?
I don't know.
Where'd you get it at? Or are you just one of those ones you've had for a while?
I think I have two copies of this. One of them I actually had to get off eBay. The other one, I think, came from our thrift shop, Park Avenue Thrift Store.
So you just bought two?
Yep, I got two copies of it,
I got this, I'm going to buy it again?
Yeah, just in case one breaks, I got another one.
So. Oh, very smart. I didn't know about that. Oh, I need to get more Ray Kronoffs.
No.
They'll always be at the store, you're telling me, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You're always there.
What year did this come out?
This album came out in 1967.
Ooh, I'm ready for this. All right. Tell me about it.
Okay. We're going to listen to a song called Here We Go Again.
Here we go again. Ask me where I've been. Please don't ask me about my monkey.
Actually, no. Here We Go Again is a country music standard.
Don't ask me where I've been. Don't ask me about my monkey.
Actually, no. Here We Go Again is a country music standard written by Don Lanier and Red Steigall.
Oh, yeah.
That first became notable as a rhythm and blues single by Brother Ray from his 1967 album, Ray Charles Invites You to Listen.
I listen.
It was produced by Joe Adams, my next door neighbor, for ABC Records, Tangerine Records. To date, this version of the song has been the biggest commercial success, spending 12 consecutive weeks on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 15.
Wow. Amazing.
The B-side to this, the single, is a really great song, too. It's called Somebody Ought to Write a Book About It. It's a great tune.
Is that on the album?
No. Weird. It was just released as a single.
They do.
Yeah. I remember hearing it years ago on KOMA, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I've never heard this. It's Ray Charles. And it was a single. And it's a great song. It's too bad it didn't make it on the album. Yeah, this was recorded at Ray's RPM International Studios in Los Angeles.
Television City.
Nah. The most notable cover version is a duet by Ray Charles and Nora Jones.
Nora Jones.
Which appeared on his 2004 album Genius Loves Company.
Wow.
That was the last album that Ray made, and it was released posthumously, which means after Brother Ray passed away. This version has been the biggest critical success. After Genius Loves Company was released, Here We Go Again earned Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and the Best Pop Collaboration at the 47th Grammy Awards in February of 2005, posthumously for Charles, who died before the album's release. Another version was released by Nancy Sinatra, which charted for 5 weeks in 1969. Johnny Duncan charted the song on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart for 5 weeks in 1972, while Roy Clark did so for 7 weeks in 1982.
Amazing. Roy Clark, cool.
Yes, this is a great piece. This is a great piece of music. Let me read this to you. In November 1959, after 12 years as a professional musician, Ray Charles signed with ABC Records following the expiration of his Atlantic Records contract.
Makes my lips smack.
According to Will Friedwald in a biographical guide to the great jazz and pop singers, his first four ABC albums were all primarily devoted to standards.
Standards.
Everybody talking about?
Standards.
In the 1960s, he experienced crossover success with both rhythm and blues and country music. Because Charles was signed to ABC as an R&B singer, he decided to wait until his contract was up for its three-year renewal before experimenting with country music. although he wanted to do so sooner. With the assistance of ABC executive Sid Feller, he gathered a set of country songs to record, despite the wishes of ABC. The release of his 1962 country albums Modern Sounds and Country and Western Music, and the follow-up, Modern Sounds Volume 2, broadened the appeal of his music to the mainstream. At this point, Charles began to appeal more to a white audience. In 1962, he founded his own record label, Tangerine Records, which ABC Paramount promoted and distributed. Tangerines were Ray Charles' favorite fruit, by the way.
I did not know that.
There you go. Here We Go Again was recorded during a phase in Charles' career when he was focused on performing country music. Thus,
era for us.
Thus, Here We Go Again was a country music song released by the Tangerine label, ABC Paramount, but performed in Charles' rhythm and blues style. However, his works did not bear the Tangerine label until 1968. Feller left ABC in 65, but he returned to arrange Charles' 1967 album, Ray Charles Invites You to Listen.
I will.
Joe Adams produced and engineered the album, which included Here We Go Again.
That's been where I've been.
It was first released in 67, as I had mentioned. It was the sixth of 10 tracks on Ray Charles Invites You to Listen, which opens up the flip side. Starting in 87, it was included in numerous greatest hits and compilation albums. When Modern Sounds and Country and Western Music was reissued in 1988, the song was added as a bonus track, and it was also included on the Ray Charles anthology.
That's nice.
And I would like to mention that we have on the Hammond B3 organ, Ray's protege, the late, great Billy Preston.
Oh, he's on here?
Yes.
All right.
So this was always, as a little boy, one of my favorites from Brother Ray.
You were a little boy?
I was once. I love this song, and I thought, I need to feature another Ray tune, and this one came up, and I was like, yes, let's Ray do tune. This one. So I hope you like this.
I think I will. Here We Go Again. Ask me where I've been. Please don't ask me about my monkey, which is number one.
I'll take her back again one more time. Here we go again. The phone will ring again. I'll be her one more time. I've been there before, and I'll try it again. But any fool knows that there's no way to win. Here we go again. She'll break my heart again. I'll play the part again one more time. hearts again. One more time. I'll take her back again. One more time.
Maybe a few of them. Not very many.
That was amazing. That the keyboard part with Billy and Ray. That's like getting ham. And that's like getting cheese. Put mayonnaise. Boom, sandwich. That was amazing.
Yes. Now, see, as a young boy.
You were a young boy?
I was a young boy.
When you were little?
When I was little. I first heard that probably back in, I would have to say maybe 91 or 92. And I absolutely loved the organ. Now, I didn't know who Billy Preston was. Mm-hmm. That might have been the first example of that kind of organ playing, Hammond B3 organ playing, I've ever heard. And I loved it.
Beautiful.
And, of course, many years later, I found out that was Billy Preston. I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
That is awesome. Is that available on iTunes?
It is not.
What?
Yes.
How am I supposed to listen to that there again? Is... listen to the... I know I got to listen to the podcast again. But what's the deal with that,
you
know, Pickle?
You can download Dago.
What's the deal? What's the deal with that, Pickle?
Oh, Dago Red. You can, this is on the YouTube, but there's a lot of Ray's material from, at, like I say, in 1960, Ray was recording for ABC Paramount, and he stayed on that label up until about, I think, the mid-70s or so.
Mm-hmm.
And all those hits that Ray had after 1960, from 1960 on, that stuff was available on the iTunes, but it's not now.
Let's look that up.
But a lot, but
I believe you.
A lot of Ray's stuff from when he was on the Atlantic label is available. I can remember back in 2009, Concord Music put out a bunch of Ray's out of Oop stuff.
Oops.
Yeah, Oop. And Oops. They were digital downloads. And now that stuff's not available.
So that's called Here We Go Again?
Yeah.
Don't ask me where I've been. Oh, here it is. Is this it?
That is the version with Norah Jones. I actually would like to close with
that. Oh, that's Norah Jones.
That's really good, too.
I can't read.
But, yeah, I mean, all of Ray's.
That's it. It's done on
Yeah, here. Hit the Road Jack. And George on My Mind is on here, but there's a lot of Ray stuff that I don't know why.
You said Hit the Road Jack's on here?
It might not be. I don't know.
But that
might be because
iconic.
It was a hit.
It's iconic. It's iconic.
That may be because it was a hit, but a lot of this other stuff is not on there. Let me read
it's
to you.
It's on his anthology, Hit the Road. Yeah, so.
Now, click on that whole album there.
Okay, let me read it to you.
Because that should have Here We Go Again on there.
It says, Mess Around, Rocking Chair Blues, Crying Time, which is a great song.
Yeah.
CC, oh, I like to hear that. It's his version, CC Rider. Hallelujah, I Love Her So, live. Lonely Boy, I'm Just a Lonely Boy.
Okay. See, a lot of those songs are old pieces that he recorded for Swing Time and Downbeat before he got on to Atlantic. This is like the late 40s.
I'll do anything but work. That's me. Baby.
Let me hold your hand.
Won't you please come home?
Oh, but yeah.
Can anyone ask for more?
Now, why would they put those on an anthology? Because that was before Ray Charles. That was when Ray was still being kind of a Nat King Cole impersonator.
How long? I'm wondering.
See, those are not hits. That is early stuff that Ray did from like late 40s up until 1952.
Kiss Me Baby. The Snow Is Falling. What Have I Done? Ray Blues.
Now that's getting into the Atlantic material.
Hit the Road Jack. This is now, they're relabeled number one now because it must have been like double CD.
Yeah.
Let's go get stoned someday. Hey, now, don't put all your dreams in a
basket. See, that's more that old Swing Time and Downbeat stuff.
Alone in the City, Blues Before Sunrise. Honey, walking and talking, she's on the ball.
Yep,
I've had
Swing Time.
Many fun.
Downbeat.
I had many fun. Going down slow, Sentimental Blues, Late in the Evening Blues, The Sun Is... This is a lot of songs.
Those are not hits.
The Sun Is Going Shine Again.
That's Atlantic.
What I Say Live, 6 minute version. The Midnight Hour, Eleanor Rigby Live. Ain't That Fine? Can You See, Darling? I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Let's Have a Ball. You Are My Sunshine. That'd be kind of cool to listen to. I'm Going to Move to the Outskirts of T. It cuts off.
Town.
Oh, we're almost done. Guitar Blues. Rock With My Baby. Sitting on Top of the World. Baby, Let Me Hold Your Hand. Let the Good Times Roll Live. Georgia On My Mind Live. And Linda Put Her Foot Down Live. So, you know what? You know why that's like that? Why is someone who made that is not a Ray fan?
Yeah, because
that's what that they're not a Ray
those
fan.
Those are not hits because a Ray Charles anthology. I have the Ray Charles anthology. It has Georgia On My Mind. It has Hallelujah, I Love Her So. Mm-hmm. It has I Got a Woman and Hit the Road Jack and Here We Go Again and America the Beautiful. That is not a true anthology.
No, that is. That's somebody who doesn't know Ray put that album together.
Yeah, that stuff really irritates me.
Oh, yeah.
That is about as irritating as hearing, and I've heard this on both Ray and Fats Domino, old studio recordings with fake audiences put in.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
that. Oh, don't get me started on that.
That would suck. But don't get me started on copyright. That's another thing. It's all about what's copyrighted and who owns what. You know, that's crazy law. You know, you can't share hardly anything anymore on YouTube.
Oh, I know.
Because it's bold because of copyright. You know, pretty soon, if the music company had their ways, just to listen to one song, you're going to have to pay for it just right then.
Yeah.
You know, I bet in Sammy's time it's going to be like that probably.
Sadly, you're probably right about
oh,
that.
Yeah, let's listen to that song. Okay, well, I'll have to pay a dollar to listen to it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it's not yours to keep forever. So if you want to listen to it again, I bet he's going to have to pay another buck for it. Which is bull poo poo.
It is.
I'm boycotting the future.
We need to make t-shirts that say that.
I'm boycotting the future. 1974.
Yes.
But, what were you going to close out with something?
Yes, I would like to close out with the remake that Ray did.
Let's do it.
With the lovely Nora Jones.
Yeah.
And once again, this is what's so cool. Ray brings in Brother Billy to play the organ again.
What year was this, man?
2000. It was probably cut in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to look again, but it was probably, I have a feeling it was 2003. And like I say, Ray was not well at this point in his life.
That's sad.
I'd read somewhere that they actually set up a hospital bed in the recording studio so he could rest.
Wow.
Because Ray was suffering from liver disease. I think it was cancer.
That's dedication, too, though.
And, of course, we lost Ray on June the 10th, 2004, at the age of 73.
Now, he didn't have to do all that, but he did. That's dedication to his music.
Yeah. He kept going until he couldn't. And some of the tracks on this album, it's a duet album. Some of the tracks, Ray sounds pretty good on. And there's others where, there's one, he had recorded the Stevie Wonder tune Heaven Help Us All back in 1972. And he remade that for this album with Gladys Knight. And what's really sad is at one part in the song, you don't hear Ray anymore. Oh. Gladys Knight has to finish it.
Oh.
And that was probably because Ray just was too ill to do it.
Wow.
Because he was a dying man and he kept making his music until the end.
Wow.
So that makes me very sad.
Mm-hmm. Before you play that, let's close it out.
Okay.
So, if someone wanted to give you a hospital bed, how would they get one? I'm sorry.
You can get a hold of me at my horrible email address, PProfessorSH83@gmail.com. And Jason, if anybody wants to know why Love is Blue, how can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me at goodnightsleepyheadshow@gmail.com. Gmail.com. Oh, I'm tired.
Well, it is 10:55. Well,
that's pretty good for us.
That is actually very good for us.
Usually on our last show, because we film it all in one month, or talk on the pod. Uh-huh. We cast pond for the whole night here.
That's true.
And it's by the fourth or fifth episode, it's usually like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So, We're doing good.
Yes, I have to agree. So here it is from Ray Charles' final album, Genius Loves Company, duet album. And this featured people like Diana Krall, Norah Jones, Michael McDonald, Elton John,
Stephen Harwood,
Gladys Knight, Johnny Mathis. Oh my gosh, it's James Taylor. Van Morrison. I think that's just about everybody that was on there. So here's Ray with Norah Jones and the late, great Billy Preston.
Oh.
Here we go again.
That's been where I've been. That's been my money.
Yeah. Here we go again. He's back in town again. I'll take him back again. One more time. I'll be a fool again, I will. One more time. I've been there before, but I will try again. I'll play the part again. One more time. All right, Mr. Preston. I've been there before. You know what? I'll try it again. But any fool knows that there's no, no way to win.
Yeah.
Podcast, podcast, spinning around. Look at my podcast and see what I found. Podcast.
Sammy.